Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is the Warriors situation with Jonathan Kuminga. And this struck me after our conversation yesterday. I think we danced with this idea. I don't think we dove all the way in. And I wonder what you think about this too. And this is it. So we talked a lot about this article that Anthony Slater writes in The Athletic. He goes to Cleveland. He spends some time with Jonathan. And Jonathan has all the quotes about how he wants to be a star. And he wants to be an all-star. And he wants that opportunity. And if it's with the Warriors, fine. And if it's not, fine. In other words, I don't care where I play. I want to test myself and my limits and see if I can be the guy that a team is relying on to really lead the way. That's what he wants. And so we see all that, and some people are like, yeah, we figured that. But the fact that he's saying it publicly, you and I spoke yesterday about how that was probably strategic. That was something that an agent was involved in. They may have even called Anthony. I don't know that, but they may have called Anthony. Be like, we'll invite you out. Spend some time with Jonathan. Have a little conversation or two about these things. It dawns on me the timing of this. This landed and was reported and hit our laptops and phones the day of the NBA draft. And I don't think that anything like that is ever an accident. And so what this signals to me is not just that Jonathan is finally speaking his truth. It signals to me that the conversations are already off on a bad start. That's what it signals to me. The Warriors and Jonathan, they've had their conversations. They're even legal now. As soon as the finals stop,
yep, one
they're
day.
Legal. They've had their conversations. What do you want? What do you want? What are you thinking? What's your number? What's your number? All right, let's exchange all that. They did that. Then the two sides did not like what the other one was saying.
And the one side called Anthony Slater and said, we got a ticket for you, prepaid. Why don't you come on out to Cleveland and see what we're doing out here? And
Yeah. Just
hearing you lay that out made me think of two different negotiations from the Niners. There was Brandon Ayuk. They say they don't want me. And the Brock Purdy. When you got to the Brandon Ayuk, there were a bunch of things that happened passive-aggressively. They say they don't want me. I'm going to scrub this. I'm going to delete that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to drive to the facility and, you know, basically knock on the door because I really want to be here. I'm showing the world I want to be here. Then you got to Brock Purdy, and the two sides were not on the same page immediately, but you didn't see any of that back and forth. The team kept saying, we see Brock as our forever quarterback, and Brock didn't say anything about anything, and then you got to OTAs or voluntary workouts, and he showed up, even though he had no new deal, and so the optics and the feel, the vibes, as we like to say, were good.
Yep.
He showed up, and whatever was going on was not acrimonious. And now we have this where June 30th, 4 days, he, I believe, has the ability to start taking in qualifying offers. Yep. And so yesterday, that article comes out about the things that he wants and the things that he's doing. And it feels a little bit more like Ayuk. I'm not saying it's a full Ayuk situation. It feels
not
closer
yet.
To that than it does to the way the Brock thing went.
I don't think it'll ever get to an Ayuk situation because Jonathan has already shown that he will handle it more maturely than that. And in fact, I think that the way he handled this with Anthony Slater is an example of that. This is a mature way to get your story out there. Don't go to TikTok and get on the phone with people, start screaming and yelling, wearing the wrong clothes, like poking at everybody. He's not going to do that. Jonathan has shown himself to be more mature than Brandon Ayuk. And so that's a good thing when it comes to this. But I do think these conversations are not off to a good start. I do. Because they've clearly happened, and this is what we know. We know that Mike Dunleavy has said Jonathan is the launching point for our entire offseason. Every reporter has said the same thing. Mike Dunleavy has said we would like to get this done quickly. That doesn't mean before the draft is over, but you damn well better believe that at the latest, the clock starts tonight. Soon as this draft is over, they want clarity on the Kuminga thing as quickly as possible. And the fact that a far-reaching article lands just yesterday and all it's doing is really pushing out what Jonathan wants, I mean, that could have been the title of the article. Hi, I'm Anthony Slater, and this is what Jonathan wants, which is great. It's very intriguing. Because he hasn't really gone in depth like that. We might have assumed it. We didn't know it. It's great to hear it directly from the horse's mouth. But you and I, we talk about this stuff a lot. Out there in this public world, if you're media, if you're a fan, and you're not on the inside, and all we're doing is like receiving this information, if we see it, there's a reason somebody wanted us to see it.
No doubt.
Period. That's just the way it works. Rafael Devers, they didn't want you to see it, so you didn't see it. And it landed in the middle of the night. But if it comes out, they want us to see it. Jonathan and his agent wanted us to see that, and that tells me the conversations are not in good shape.
Right, and not in good shape, meaning the Kuminga side probably is saying, you know, we'd be open to staying if you could, I don't know, reprise the deal that we turned down 11 months ago, 5-150. And the team is saying, well, what we're envisioning is something closer to 3-45 or, you know, 1-20. Let's do a 1 year and then, you know, we'll see. Or maybe the team is even thinking, you know what, we're going to sit back and see what somebody else offers you first. And then we'll see what the league thinks about you. And then we'll get back to you. So, if you're, and I think about it from the Kuminga side, if you reportedly turned down 5-150 last year, which we've heard that from multiple sources that that was the thing, and Tim Kawakami maybe can shed more light on what he's heard coming up. But if that's the case, it's a little bit like Klay Thompson, where, you know, Klay felt disrespected by the Warriors' offer, and then you got to the end of the cycle, and the offer that he had turned down was way less, and then he ended up taking even less to go to Dallas. So this is, to me, a little bit of a similar situation to the Klay thing.
Problem with all of this to me is that everything that happens now going forward with the Warriors feels like a massive game of chicken. That's the problem with all of it. Even what you just said. It's like, okay, we could have a negotiation right now about finances. Well, okay, we don't like what's going on there. All right, let's let the market tell us. You just go to restricted free agency and, you know, we'll figure it out from there. Let's see what the other teams offer you. Well, that's a game of chicken. Because what if Brooklyn does come in and offer something you're not comfortable matching? Now you're risking losing Jonathan for nothing. Or you have to match it and now you're paying something, Jonathan, you're not comfortable paying. That's a game of chicken. Or you could go ahead and sign him to something that feels comfortable or even a wee bit uncomfortable to you now, and keep him with this whole idea of, well, we could always trade him later. Well, can you? I don't know. Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to play well? How much are you going to play him? Are you going to not play him at all? Doesn't that tank his value?
Yep.
Everything is a game of chicken, which is part of the reason I said what I said yesterday, which is you got to get the guy out of here. Not because he's done something wrong, not even because that's the perfect basketball thing for the Warriors to do. I just see too many potholes in every single thing that's out there, and fully acknowledging there may not be a way to get him out of here right now. but it feels like he would rather be somewhere else. It feels like you don't really want him, or else you would have offered him something that he would have been happier about. And so if you've got two sides that just aren't on the same page, I don't know, man. Sometimes you got to grit your teeth and just move on, even if it sucks.
You got to work it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been there in relationships. I've been there. Oof. You've been there in jobs. I've been there in jobs. When you've been around as long as we have, you get in those spots, and sometimes it's a hard conversation and it's a hard decision. And right now, I do think that the Warriors are in a little bit of a spot. And I'm also fascinated by the chatter that's out there vis-a-vis the Sacramento Kings now reportedly are interested, and I'm not buying it.
You don't buy it?
I don't buy it.
I read that last night, too.
They're just trying to, like, kind of, like, toy with the Warriors a little bit. Like, they're trying to call the Warriors bluff on, you know, hey, because there might be a qualifying offer out
there.
Well,
that report came from Sam Amick, and he is very, very, like, he's a pro. So, like, I buy what he's saying. But just so people know, the way that it was phrased was...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, the Kings, according to sources, are among those teams that are intrigued or interested in Jonathan Kuminga. Now, something happening is very, very unlikely, but they're going to monitor the situation. I always love when things end that way. They're going to monitor the situation. Right, that's your job. That's like saying, well, Willard and Dibbs don't know what they're going to talk about tomorrow, but they're going to monitor the sports world. And they'll keep an eye on some things and then figure it out when the time comes. Yeah, that's our job. So, of course, you're going to monitor the situation. I don't know what the match is there. What the hell are the Kings going to do to get Jonathan Kuminga and have the Warriors want someone off of the Kings roster that makes only half as much as Jonathan? You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't see the match there.
It's a tough match.
But okay.
Yeah, and... You know, of course, there's always the Brooklyn threat because they do have money. And although I don't know if you saw yesterday, I'm sure you saw it because you don't miss anything, but they had 5 first round picks and they made 5 picks. The thought was that they were going to trade some picks. Yep. And here, who wants a pick? You can have a pick. The Oprah draft, you get a pick and you get our pick. They took 5 picks, including 4 point guards.
Right.
So kind of a head scratcher, but
not kind of a head scratcher. Well, a complete head scratcher.
It is, but they're definitely looking toward 20, like 28 or whatever.
Oh,
so
geez.
The more you look at Brooklyn, the less I think that they'd want to go out there and shovel $25 million at Kuminga.
Doesn't seem
right
like
now.
It,
it seems
no.
like that they're looking to be bad again, and then maybe bad one more time, and then they can think about actually competing. But the one that's interesting to me is the Miami interest because
that one makes sense.
Dub Nation, this is Andrew Wiggins, and you know he's a guy who, I mean, I don't know if you want to bring back the wigs, but he's a guy you could potentially acquire if you did a sign and trade and packaged somebody else to Miami to get wigs back.
Yeah, that one does in some way, shape, or form make some kind of sense.
It's an eyebrow raiser.
Yeah, again,
one eyebrow.
I still think that any deal that involves them is going to be complex. It's probably going to be multi-team. It's going to be an aggregation sensation.
Cha-ching.
It's going to be all of those things. But man, let's put it this way. I read everything Anthony wrote. I slept on it, and I woke up, and I felt that the percentage chances of a Jonathan Kuminga trade had gone up in my mind.
Oh, they gone up?
Up. Absolutely.
And a trade now. You mean a sign-in trade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I think that the two sides have had conversations, and they ain't so pleased with one another.
Right.
That's my translation.
I like your translation, and it's a translation sensation.
Thank
but
you.
For me, it actually kind of went down a little bit because trades are hard, and you don't just want to get pennies on the dollar for a player who could be really good.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.